Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it's Thursday, the 15th of May, and can you believe how fast time is going by? I mean, it just seems to get faster every day now instead of every year. We're in the fifth month of 2014. One of the questions I asked everybody is, how's it going, right? How's your year going? Is it going the way you thought it would? Well, of course, the majority of people say, no, it's better than I thought it would be. It's could be better. It's nothing like I thought it would be. And my question to them after that is, so why do you think that is? Is it something that you have control of, something you have no control of? Is it maybe you didn't plan properly? Maybe you're not taking the right action, steps to getting things done that you want to get done. You know, in business it takes commitment, and in life it takes commitment. So I'm always asking these different types of questions. I guess from doing radio shows 2-3 times a week, I get into this interview mode all the time, but I'm always curious on how people out there are getting through their daily day. What's helping them the best? What's hurting them the most? Do they recognize it? Can they help others with the things that they recognize? So one of the things that Tough Talk with Tony Gambone does every week is bring on people that can help you in your world. Help you with maybe this week we're talking about media and confessions. Well, if you look at that title, I mean, everything about media and confessions. Well, that's deep, because if you watch the news and people are giving a, well, the reporters are confessing stuff that who knows whether it's true or not, right? But anyway, what I know for sure is that we are in control of everything that we do. And when it comes to media, I think it's important, because I think that social media is a platform of media. I think that when you're in an environment of business owners, in a business setting, maybe just in Walmart, whatever you say out of your mouth becomes media, the way you're marketing yourself. And then there's those confessions. Oh, I wish I didn't say that, or I did this wrong. And how do you handle all that? Well, every week I talk about one word. The big word in my topic is always gamble. Okay, my background in the casino business, I took that word and turned it into an acronym that stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And I'm always a stickler about making sure that people get some enjoyment out of life. So my purpose is to help them do that by helping them with the struggles. The word for today, the word that I want to use today is accountability. Okay? Are you accountable for everything that you're doing? Are you taking the right steps? Are you moving forward properly? Is it because of you, or is it because of something that you're blaming it on? Is it a legitimate excuse? And if so, what does it matter? Why don't you just keep moving forward? You know, there's that saying, when your why is big enough, your how will show up. The rest of it, I guess, you'd have 2 feet there that are walking, because if you don't keep put one foot in front of the other, you're not going to be able to get the results, and that's going to keep you from being accountable to your mission. So, as I tell you every week, write it down on a piece of paper, accountable, accountability. What are you doing today, yesterday, and tomorrow to be accountable for everything that you want to get done? Are you taking the steps? Are you pushing the blame on someone else? When you get up in the morning, you go into that room, usually the first stop of the day has a big mirror in there. Most of those rooms have windows. Make a choice. Am I going to look out the window and blame others? Am I going to look in the mirror and be accountable for what I need to get done today? That's my tip of the week. I hope you'll do something with it, because there's not a day that I've experienced that one of these words, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment, has not been something that I need to focus on. Now, I would give you all 6 words, but then that's overload, right? We have a busy day ahead of us already, or we just completed a busy day, depending on what part of the world you're in. One thing I do know is, if you can make yourself a reminder that these are things that you need to get done. You know, you make a to-do list. Do you hold yourself accountable to get it done? If it takes you till midnight, well, we don't want to work till midnight, right? So make yourself accountable to be getting through your list. Maybe you need to take some steps to getting resources to help you with your business or your daily day, whatever it is. Maybe you're a corporate executive. Maybe you're a corporate employee. Maybe you're just a stay-at-home mom. We all have a list of business to do every day, and we all have to be accountable to get done everything that we need to do every day. And most of the time, the things that we need to do the most are the things that we want to do the least. So sometimes it's better to have a resource to help you do that. Okay. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up. Lillian Brummett is back on the show out of the British Columbia. We have a second guest, Beverly Golden, who's coming in to us from Toronto. So Canada's really on the show today. It's really exciting to be able to do that. Thank God for the internet, because we're able to reach people around the world. So we're going to have a little commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring Lillian up, and we're going to be talking about, something that's going to touch on media real well, because that's her background. Purple Snowflake Marketing is a book that they've written, she's written. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about how to make your book stand out in a crowd. Now, listen, I know that everybody listening doesn't have a book. But if you keep listening to this show long enough, I'm going to give you every reason in the world why you should have a book. Because I'm sure you've heard everyone say there's a book in everyone has a book in them. Well, some people don't like the idea that there's a book sitting inside of them. But some people say, no, I'm just a regular person. Everyone has a story to tell, and everyone should leave that story behind in a book. So we'll talk more about that every show that we go through, because I'm going to keep bringing on guests. They're going to show you a lot of different things about books. Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring up Lillian to the show, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Okay, so welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And I just want to make mention, the call-in number today is 347-989-1363. Let me say it again, 347-989-1363. And if you want to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or any of the social media sites, just type in Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network and you'll find us. Also, you can email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork with your questions. Okay, so my first guest, as I mentioned, is Lillian Brummett, and she's a part of Brummett Media Group, and as they have an online radio show, they create audio and banner ads, graphic designs photo corrections and restorations, web designs, ebooks and print books formatting, and book cover designs. I mean, they do a lot of stuff, folks, okay? They host a weekly talk radio show called Conscious Decisions, and the main focus in their radio program is to promote and highlight businesses and individuals from all over the globe working to make the planet a better place. Now, that's what we have in common, because here at the Tough Talk Network, we're all about bringing people on and finding out the great things that they're doing to help others. So let's bring Lillian up to the show. Lillian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony. Hi to all of your listeners. Thanks for having me in today.
It's our pleasure. And I mentioned that you're in British Columbia. So is that where you're calling in from today?
That's right. Yeah, and your other guest is on way on the other side of Canada. So you're getting the whole country on your show today.
Well, you know, so, and I'm in Texas, right? So we have that triangle going on.
That's right.
And I think it's really cool, as you probably know as well, because you do radio shows across the globe. The incredible connections that you can make with people, the more you can learn about them, the more you can help the resources of people around you as well, is phenomenal. So I want to, excuse me, I want to ask you a couple questions before we get into your company and your services. I want to find out, is, you're calling in from British Columbia, but are you from Canada originally?
Well, I was born in California and came up to Canada with my mother and brothers when she married a Canadian when I was about 8 years old, and I've been up here ever since.
Oh, okay. So that's home.
It's home, yeah. I've done some traveling. I did some work up in the Arctic Circle, and I've lived up in northern B.C., and now I'm settled, though. I've settled down in the Kootenay region of Canada, and it's the most beautiful region ever. I love it here.
So what is the weather like there?
It's incredibly warm. Putting blinds up on the windows to keep the sun out, it's very, very warm. Doing gardening, almost everything is out in the garden now except for tomatoes and peppers. We're holding off on those because the nights can still be just a little chilly for them, but everything else is out. All the flowers are out, and just really enjoying getting out there and playing in the dirt and getting some therapy.
Yeah, I noticed that on your website as well, that's one of the things that you like. And, you know, I know there's a little bit of a time difference, but early this morning, you know, I have a garden here in the Houston area, and I was out working in my garden. It's kind of like, well, you know, when you office from your house, it's kind of, you need a place to hide out, you know, just to get a brain break for a little bit, you know. I actually find myself being able to think better as I'm pulling weeds in the garden, actually. So do you find that helps you?
Absolutely, yeah. It clears your mind. It's almost like meditation in a way, and you come back refreshed and filled with all kinds of new ideas or new approaches to a project that you're doing in the office. So it's definitely really good for efficiency in the office to actually take those breaks and do something that's a little more on the meditative side, something that doesn't take a lot of brain power to do. It really does help. And for me, getting out and playing in the dirt and watching things grow, it just reconnects me to the earth and how amazing everything is. The fact that this little tiny seed can somehow draw all of its nutrients out of this patch of land and create such beautiful flowers and fruits and all the creatures that it supports. I mean, it just blows me away. I love the interconnection with all the different plants and creatures. I'm taking a permaculture course right now online, and it's expanding my gardening knowledge like you wouldn't believe. I absolutely love this course because it's really teaching you the communication from one plant to another. They actually communicate and how they call out. You know, they have a pest and they put out these microchemicals and they call out to other predator-type insects, and they say, hey, you know, I've got a problem over here, and these predator pests will come in and take care of it. It's really cool how the whole thing, you know, how they work together.
And who would have thought, right? They just thought that they smelled good.
Right, yeah. Pretty flower.
You're so right, though. you know, it is a form of meditation, and a lot of people think that you have to sit there in a position with your hands out a certain way to meditate, and I've learned from doing different interviews that meditating could be just sitting and reading somewhere. It's basically quiet time. If you can find a place where you can get quiet upstairs, it's a form of meditation. And with gardening, I really find it pretty bizarre as well. The way God created things just to grow on their own and how that all works is just, well, it's can't even explain it. But when you do experience it, it gives you hope and faith to keep moving forward through the struggles that we go through every day. And I think that's why sometimes people have trouble staying committed, because they stay too involved into the problem in their daily day. And I mean, you have to accomplish the problems or get through it, but you need to unplug at the same time. And sometimes that means right in the middle of the problem, you just need to unplug, go get some quiet time, pick a tomato, read a chapter in a book, something, just to refresh. And you know, it's like you got to shut your cell phone off every once in a while, because if you never shut it off, it just starts to go crazy a little bit. So it just needs to reboot. And I think that's a great way of doing it. So I found that interesting that you have that same like.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to talk about you have a lot of things. You guys, you know, from media, you do a lot of things. You do radio, you have daily blogs, you have services, you have advertising, you have graphic designs, you do all types of things. And today we're going to talk about, and I hope that everyone goes to Brummett, Brummett.ca, and you'll be able to find this information out, because it's free to read the website, folks, okay? And there even some other stuff you can get there free as well, okay? So Purple Snowflake Marketing is a book that now, have you written this book?
Yes, my husband and I wrote this book together.
Okay, and it makes your book stand out in the crowd. Real excited about this, Lillian, because I have two books coming out. And for people out there that have a book, a lot of them know one of the biggest struggles is selling the book, getting people to purchase the book, not spending $20,000 with a publishing company to get your book out there and not be able to afford the gas to go speak somewhere. So it's a big, big, wide arena that a lot of people are having struggles with. So tell me, first of all, the first reason why everybody should click on this to purchase the book, or just to learn more about how to make their book stand out, what makes it different? What makes your book show me something that other people aren't claiming?
Okay, well, I personally, I'm a big researcher. I do a lot of reading, and in my career as a writer, I've written or read every book I could get my hand on in the how-to market of genre of writing. And I found that there was some real, there was some definite empty holes that just weren't being filled. And so that's one of the reasons why we produced this book in the way that we did. It's a step-by-step guide. So the minute that you release any book, now or in the future, because you can keep using the book for every book you release, it walks you through discovering your unique position at that moment in time and developing both a business and a marketing plan around that book. How are you going to continue the marketing and the promotions and other aspects of that book for the life of the contract with that publisher? So, and then is there a plan for subsequent editions, or what are you going to do with the book after? So it walks you through that decision-making and the plan-making process, and then offers all kinds of wonderful ideas for marketing for free, for doing promotions, very different ways of doing different promotions, also very frugal activities, and things to really watch for, like you mentioned, if you're going to go speak somewhere, what are the costs involved? And there's a lot of hidden costs involved, even if you're doing it locally. If you're doing it out of your town, you got to look at, well, there's gas, there's meals out of town, there's time away from work possibly, there's going to be possibly overnight stay or many night stay if you're going on a longer speaking tour. There's all kinds of hidden costs, not just including things like your promotional materials for that single event and any advertising you're going to take out and so on and so forth. So we walk you through each of these different ways of marketing and promoting your book and show you pitfalls, potential pitfalls, and give all kinds of different options for saving money and making it way more efficient. Because the problem is you might get out there and you do a project and you don't get very good results. And then you go, well, why didn't I get very good results? Were my expectations unrealistic, or was there a way that I could have managed that particular event more effectively? So we walk you through that and show you the most effective way to handle each and every event or advertisement or activity that you're doing with your book along the way. And it's a step-by-step guide, so it doesn't overwhelm you. It just it educates you along the way. And at the end of the book, there are more than 1,000 resources that I have used personally, successfully, to market our books. So there are all these links and resources that you can go to. And if you have the e-book, you click on them. If you have, obviously, the print book, you enter it in by hand. And you go to those sites, and you can start sending your query off to them and have a better chance of getting exposure there because you know that, you know, they accept authors and that kind of thing. So it's a very effective book. We've had amazing reviews and wonderful reception from like writers' courses and things like that are using it in their course material. So we're really excited and proud about this book.
You know, you just touched on so many things that in the last year of putting two books, a compilation book and my own book together, there is 1,000 different things that you don't recognize when you decide that you're going to do this. And, you know, I used a ghostwriter. I've used a service. I've done a lot of different things. And now I'm getting ready to promote my own book, and I've been looking at all different types of publishing companies. And the price just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the promises get bigger with the price. Of course, they have to, right, or you can't raise the prices. But at the end of the day, I'm not really sure that I'm going to be recognized any differently if I self-publish or go with an organization that does this for, you know, $10,000 to $20,000. So a lot of the things that you mentioned there are the things that make people stop and put the book down and let it sit on their desk for 3 years before they move forward again. And it's really important once you put the book together to get it to market quick, because when you're writing a book, whether it's your story of your life or just a niche market that you do business in, it's really important to make that happen, because when you do that, your life shifts. And if you don't allow it to shift immediately, okay, you wasted all that valuable time and information that you put in between the cover. So I think that you really are touching on, well, it sounds like you've been down the road once or twice in the past with those problems. And is that how you developed the business that you have, is from the experiences of your own?
Well, that's the thing. You know, we've got 6 going on 7 books out there now, and some of them are in their 2nd and 3rd edition. So we've been out in the book industry for quite some time as authors. I've also worked in the media, you know, as a staff writer for various magazines and periodicals, and I've also been a freelance writer. And then I have the other side of it of being a radio show host since 2007, and I run a daily blog. So with all of that experience, I've really learned a lot about the whole aspect of promotions from both sides of the desk. And with that information and my own experiences and the knowledge and the courses I've taken, the books I've read, my business skills from running businesses, that all that information is compiled together in this book. And so it's really, you know, a business could pick up this book and just, instead of the word book, substitute, you know, whatever widget or service that they have, because it really is geared for any business. The resources, of course, are all for writing related, but the information in the book, you could just, you know, it's, the information is the same whether you're selling a service or or a widget or a product or a book. You still have something to sell, and there's various ways of getting it, the message out there that doesn't always cost a lot. There's ways to save some cash, folks, so we can do that, and some time and some effort, too.
So let me ask you, Lillian, do you, if I have a book or someone out there has a book and they want to get it published, do you do that part of it? Do you have a resource, or do you just provide information for them to make better decisions on the opportunities ahead of them?
Okay, well, we've got a couple of things. We've got the book you mentioned, Purple Snowflake Marketing, and that helps them with the marketing and the business end of things. We also have a book that's called Jumpstart for Writers. It's a small book, less than 100 pages, but it's an introduction into the world of writing. What do you expect? What are the things you need to expect or watch or look for or be aware of as a writer, a professional writer? And then what we also have is, of course, our radio show segment called World of Writing. And there I talk about the writing industry, how to deal with author or co-authors, how to deal with the media, how to deal with problems and issues. I interview publicists and reviewers and publishers and all kinds of, individuals in the realm, coaches and what have you. In the realm of writing, I've been doing that for several years, and those are all archived, so people can access those at their convenience and just glean from that online university sitting at their fingers. And then, of course, the two books that I mentioned. Now, when it comes to our services, what we provide for people, what we do, this is actually my husband's specialty. What he does is he can proofread and edit your books, and he can get them in the formats and your graphics, your images in the formats that the publisher you've chosen will require. Each publisher is going to have different requirements, and not everyone has the technical skills to do that. So he's able to put them in the format that they need. And then he also provides book cover design services, and he can help you with your advertising, ad creation and things like that, audio creation, when your book is released. So those are the services that we do offer. I have not yet stepped into the realm of coaching for authors, and that is something that I have sort of put in a maybe bucket. I'm not there yet in regards to, schedule, timeline, projects that are currently on my desk. I haven't said no to it yet, though, in my mind. It's just not somewhere I have gone yet. But I have put all my information in that book, Purple Snowflake Marketing. So, people pick that up, and they'll know everything I know by doing that.
Yeah, but. Okay, there it is. Yeah, but. The thing of it is, Lillian, and I've heard you on other interviews. We've been blessed at Tough Talk Network to have you on a couple different shows. And because of the situation I'm in, I've been following along and watching everything you're doing closely. You have the books together, so there are a form of workbooks right there. People can read all day long. They get overwhelmed, or they set the book down and say it was great, and they never take the action. So they need someone to help them move their feet. It's like you can wind them up. And it needs to be done every week or every month so they continue to get down that road to being successful with their book. So I think that you need to stop cheating everybody out of having a little bit more availability to Lillian and start that program soon.
Well, thank you for that. I've had a lot of encouragement from people to do so, and that's why it's in the maybe bucket list. Maybe when my schedule gets a little bit clearer and I get these next two manuscripts done, I can take a breath and spend some time by the lake maybe, and then come back with another project on my table. I'll have to keep that in the maybe bucket list. But you are so right when you talk about, the self-discipline and the tenacity that's required to be a writer. In fact, to be self-employed or to run your own business, you have to have those skills. If you don't, you need a partner who does have those skills, or you need to find a coach who's going to push you and pressure you and hold you accountable for each and every step along the way. Personally, I have those skills. I'm very organized. I'm tenacious, and I'm very self-disciplined. So that comes naturally to me, but some people have to develop those skills or have someone help them along the way. It's really important that when we're looking at our business, our book or our business, we really need to look at what's our personality? What are our personal skills? Where are we lacking? What do we need to improve on? And to be willing to take the steps to make those changes as well.
Yeah. You hit it. You hit every point right there. I mean, so people listening out there, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to brummett.ca, and there is a contact spot there. Okay, I want you to contact Lillian and say that you heard her on Tough Talk, and you agree with Tony. She should start coaching soon, and find out how you can get more involved in that. Because what you're doing, you know, we're in the market now where the book is the new business card. And I believe that if you're in business and you don't have your story written down somewhere, or, you know, something about your business in a book, it could be in a compilation book. There's 1,000 different ways you can do this. If you don't do it, you're not leaving nothing behind, and you're not allowing yourself to go any further ahead, because the book is the credibility stamp, get you past the gatekeeper. You know, and it's really important. Everybody wants to do business, but billboards are out, books are in. So I think that there is a very successful opportunity there for people like yourself that can help people, because you're not in the teaching business, but you're in the accountability business. You're going to hold them accountable to their dream by allowing them to follow the steps that you know will work. And so it's not like you're going to teach them about their business, okay, but you're going to teach them how to be successful from using a book as a marketing tool. So, Lillian, we're out of time already, unfortunately, but I will be reaching out to you off the air, because I have at least 10 more questions that I want to talk to you about. And I have a note here for my assistant to get this book, Purple Snowflake Marketing, because, well, I really think it's important that people learn from others that have written it in a book. So you have, I'm not saying that I'm not going to hire someone to do some of the stuff that I need to get done that's in this book. I'm just saying I'm going to be able to understand why I need to do certain things. I might not have the time to do them, and I might, but I'm going to know why I need to take those steps. So I'm really glad that we had you on the show today.
Oh, that's great, Tony. Thank you.
All right. Now, before you go, please give everyone the way they can contact you. And if you have something that's coming out this month or next month, please let them know about that.
Okay. Well, you know, the best way to get a hold of us is, as you mentioned, going to our main website, brummett.ca, brummett.ca, and click on any of the links there. You'll see our radio link and blog link. The store page has our books there. Keep watching that page, because there's going to be more products and more books coming out in the near future. And as well, you can find me on 12 or 14 different social media as well. So whatever media that you're involved in, just type in the word Brummett or Lillian Brummett, and you'll find me there. And I love networking. So if there's something that you want to network, some way you want to network, I also do like writer interviews on my blog. They're called World of Writing Interviews. They're in Q&A format, usually about 6 or 8 questions. So if you're interested in checking out those archives, I encourage you to do that. Again, the link is on my main website. I do that for free. So if anyone is interested in being interviewed on my blog, I'm, of course, very interested in that. Or if you want to submit and a poem or an article or something like that for consideration, I'd be happy to consider that. The radio show will be in action again in a few weeks, and so I also do interviews there. So anyone that's interested in networking that way, just contact me and we can work something out, I'm sure.
Awesome. I have been taking notes like crazy, because I'm going to reach out to you to write a blog on our website if you're interested in being a guest blogger, and I'm going to be trying to send you something about getting interviewed about my book coming out. So people out there, take advantage of it by going to Brummett, Brummett.ca, and well, check it out. And give us some feedback. We'd like to know what you thought of the show today. And Lillian, we really appreciate your time spent with us today, and we hope that you're growing big vegetables up there in that gardening in British Columbia, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break and come back with my second guest of the show, who's also from Canada, from Toronto, Canada, and her name is Beverly Golden, and she is an author as well. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back right after this break.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, and we're back. Welcome back to the show. If you have questions for the show, you want to call into the show, it's 347-989-1363. You can hit us up on social media under Tony Gambone, Tough Talk Radio Network, TTR Network on Twitter. Reach out to us, stay connected. We love doing this every week, and we love the people sending in emails and comments and questions as well. I know that we're behind on the email answers, but stay tuned to us because I try to do all that myself instead of having someone else do them. So, of course, I'm always about a week behind, but we appreciate the emails. Keep them coming. My next guest is Beverly Golden, and she is in the Toronto, Ontario. She lives in Toronto, I'm sorry. And, well, she's written a book that when I got this book in the mail, I was intrigued because it's called Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. Now, you know, hippies, I guess you have to be my age to remember who they are. A lot of the upcoming children today don't even have a clue what that means. But I know that the word groovy came back way back then. And, well, it's a book on observations of life on Earth and other cosmic meaning rings. So before I say any more words confusingly, let's bring Beverly up to the show. Welcome, Beverly.
Hi, Tony. Sounds like you got the Canadian connection going here today. That's awesome.
I love it. I mean, it's really cool that I'm able to pull people in from across the country and around the world. And when we plug the people in, we kind of plug them in. Whoever responds is the next one on the list. And as I teach people to do radio shows monthly here, they always say to me, well, what's the common thread with these people? And it's the radio host. And it's funny because it always seems to end up that the people on the show have some kind of common thread there. And as I told Lillian, I'm going to have to do an introduction to you guys so you guys can start doing business, because you got Canada covered. You're on different ends of Canada, so there's a lot of space in between that need to hear from both of you.
Well, I was listening to Lillian's interview, and I was very, very intrigued because one of the things about my book is, if you want me to talk about this, so when she talked about these little writer interviews that she does, I said, well, I'm going to be the first one to contact her, because this book, this is the way this book came out, and nobody has ever written a memoir, because the book is really a memoir. If you've read some of it, you know. And it came to me in a rather unusual way, because I knew I was going to a writing retreat. So my experience was I'd always wanted to write a book, but I was kind of a, I wrote articles, I wrote shorter pieces, I was a promotional writer. Whatever I was doing, it was more you write it, you finish it, it's out in the world. And I didn't really know if I could write a full-length book. But it intrigued me. So when I heard about this writing retreat that was about writing a book in 8 days, my ears perked up. I was like, wow, writing a book in 8 days. And the woman who had told me about it, which I actually have a chapter in the book also called You Too Can Write a Book in 8 Days, she told me she'd been a writer for 25 years, and she'd just come from this retreat, and every single person who went to the retreat came out of the retreat with a book. Well, I was absolutely, that was it. I knew this was something I wanted to try. But part of the preparation for the retreat was you did not write anything down. You listened to this tape. It's a subliminal tape about getting back to your inner writer, and you just let whatever happened happen without writing it down. So because I had 3 months before the retreat, I started writing the book in my head, which is not unusual for me. A lot of things get written in my head. And I was literally having a conversation with Oprah. So the book, when I went to the retreat, that's how it came out. It came out as a Q&A. It came out as an interview between me and a famous talk show host. And there's this ongoing conversation in the book. And the meanderings are that it's not in any particular order. It's basically you might be in the 70s in one chapter and then in the 2000s in the next chapter. So it was really a fun way for me. And a lot of people, Tony, had said to me, "That's you can't write that book that way. You know, people don't write books as an interview." And I really stuck with it. You know, this is one of my things, sticking with your intuition. It just felt right to me. And, of course, what the first thing people say to me is, I love the format of the book. It feels like I'm in this conversation with you. It feels like a conversation. And that's basically makes me incredibly happy, because I really trusted my own intuition on it and stuck with it.
Now, I love it when people, you know, are so smart to tell you how it's going to work or not work. And I, myself, I like to think of myself as strong-minded. My wife has a word. It's called stubborn. But, you know, the thing of it is when it works, it's just, like, unexplainable. I'm putting together a compilation book, and I wanted people just to share their journey, their story, you know, like in bullet point steps. Graduated high school, graduated college, got a job, got married, got divorced, started a business, whatever it is. Just tell your journey. And I started doing this, and everybody kind of was like, well, I don't know if I could do that. So at the end of it, in the last 2 weeks, I've been reading the edited part of the book, all the stories. And I got blown away by the fact that it worked. It actually worked, like what I was thinking in my head, that conversation I was only having with myself because no one else wanted to understand it, it worked. So I totally get what you're saying. I think it's awesome when you have the ability to stay connected to what it is that you want, because it proves that we can do anything we want as long as we stay connected and committed, right? So, man, that's awesome. Now, I'm looking at your book.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, one of the things that's really key, I think, for all of us is to learn to trust our inner voice, because we're, you know, we're bombarded. Let's be honest. It's 24/7. There's so much information always coming at us. And sometimes I think we can lose sight of what's really ours and what's true to us. And what's, you know, the information that's coming at us that we somehow feel, you know, it's necessary to adopt. So this idea of learning to trust your inner intuition, for me, it's been part of my life journey. But once I got it, it just feels like everything flows, you know, when you're in sync. Like you said, you just trust yourself. You follow what you believe in, and somehow it works.
Now, your book, you know, I page through books when I get them, and then I get on the show and I page through them again, and then usually right after the show I start reading them because, you know, there's things that I find, and, I get so many books, so if I said I read them all, I'd be totally lying. I'm proud of the fact that I have the books as a resource. But as I'm looking through your book, first of all, I just kind of like do the same thing I do with the Bible in the morning. I just open up and start reading a page. I have no plan. But I open it up and I see a picture on page 143. And the name of the book is Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. So you can find that on, let me just tell everybody first where they can go. Get that on beverlygolden.com, okay? Make sure you go there and check that out. First page I open up to, it says a picture, television appearance on Music Medicine, 1975. So I'm assuming that you were a rock star back in the 70s.
Well, let's say a wannabe rock star, perhaps. We rubbed shoulders with a lot of people. My ex-husband and I were in the music business. We did fairly well. I mean, we did travel. We were on the road a lot. We got to go to New York at one point, and the Brecker Brothers, who were really well-known jazz players, they were doing more of a pop album, and when they did one of our tunes, we got to go and sing backup on our own song. The studio we were in, Ringo and the Rolling Stones apparently had been in the night before. So a lot of the stories in my book are from that time, you know, being in the music industry, really wanting to make it, almost getting there, rubbing shoulders with some pretty interesting people. And you know, that's part of my life, and for sure that's interesting that you opened that page. So, yeah, Music Machine was a really popular show back in the 70s, and we were fortunate to guest. We had a single out at the time, and, you know, I'm still in touch with the guy who was the host of it, so it's kind of fun.
Okay, so I opened the book up again, okay?
Sure.
And I come to page 109. I'm looking at the hair. Okay, the audition look in 1969, okay? And
yeah, yeah.
I think I'm looking at Nancy Sinatra here.
There you go. So, yeah, I was like...
yeah, I mean...
what shall I tell you? I mean, this was a big dream of mine. I wanted to be, you know, in musical theater. And at that time, hair, for anyone who remembers hair, it was very revolutionary, first of all, the format of it, the style, the music. And I wanted to be in hair. My friend and I had traveled around the world, which I write about, and everywhere we went to see hair. So when they were auditioning in Toronto, I decided I'm going to audition. The only issue was people said, you look like you should be on The Tonight Show, not auditioning for hair. So it's, you know, those are kind of, this all is interweaved, you know, within all my other things going on in my life. And a lot of my life has been health issues. So if you open to another page, that might be one of the issues I talk about. So it's been an interesting journey, and I've never been afraid to try things. So my specialty is just having conversations with people. Yeah.
Tell me about your health. Tell me about the health issues.
Yeah, I mean, I've transformed a lot in my life. In 2002, it was a situation where people really said this could go one way or the other. I was very gravely, gravely, gravely ill, and it was a very long journey back. Part of my recovery came from an art process, an art therapy school that I got involved in, and I'm now officially a biography art coach, which is another thing that I do out in the world, and this really helped transform. Because one of the things I've learned, I was always looking for something out there to cure me, you know, something out there, the next new thing, the next new treatment. Not drugs. I pretty much shied away from the traditional medical profession from a fairly young age. I realized that was not going to be my route to health. So I've explored a lot of different things. I write about a lot of different things, and I did transform. And, you know, a lot of my stories are about that because this is a big topic for a lot of people. Either they have health issues now or they have people in their lives, and I've learned to really ask a lot of questions. I don't take much at face value. And one of the things that I do that people tell me is I could be a strong patient advocate because I feel that it really does come from within us. This is what I've learned in all this, Tony. There's no magic bullet out there. You know, the magic bullet is in within us. So my story is really a story of transformation. It's really a story of letting go of resistances, and I'm sure all of us out there can relate. We all have resistances in some area of our life, and how does that serve us, right? How does that really bring us to the greatness that we want to exhibit out in the world? So it's been an interesting journey for me, and I'm really happy that I've transformed health issues that many people didn't believe were transformable. And I've just recently been told by my doctor that I am an outlier because what I have done in transforming my health would not statistically be considered possible.
Well,
so that's one of the things I like to encourage people.
This is amazing it's just amazing how people are brought together. Okay, so what was... Before I tell you the connection here, tell me, is it okay to ask you what your health, what your diagnosis was?
Well, you know, if you want to have a diagnosis, like, so depending which doctor you went to, it got to the point where there were many doctors involved. There was gastroenterologists, there were liver specialists. You know, I was suffering from severe malnutrition. My liver was implicated. So when you get to a point where you're that low, pretty much every organ will be involved. And I did something rather daring back in 2002. I flew off, even though I literally couldn't, you know, walk up a flight of stairs, to a clinic I'd heard about in Germany, hoping, again, that there was going to be this magic cure. And I stayed there for 3.5 weeks. It was amazing. It was a fantastic experience, but I did not come back healed, and I put that in quotation marks. Then it was a long journey back, and then it was... So do I have a definite diagnosis? You know, I mean, that's part of the medical tradition, you know. Like, my gastroenterologist would like to say that I have Crohn's disease, which I don't buy into. You know, the liver specialist would say something else. In all of that, I've transformed it all. So none of those people would say I have any of that anymore.
Okay, so now I'm going to tell you with the connection. And this
okay.
might blow you away. I'm not sure. I'm looking at your picture on page 67 where you weighed 89 pounds. I knew somebody diagnosed you with Crohn's because I was diagnosed with Crohn's at the age of 19. I'll be 58 next month.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't supposed to live past 25. I went from 208 to 118 in 3 months' time back when I was 19.
Wow.
I tried all types of things. And 6 years ago, I got struck down again. And I thought I was struck down with Crohn's, and I was just struck down by God to make me start paying attention what I was really here for. And then so I went through and I had to raise money. I went to Cancun to get stem cell therapy. I did the whole holistic journey because there's no cause or cure. Everybody wants to try and experiment. I stopped doing all that way, way back, a long, long time ago. Anyway, long story short, up to today, I wrote a book called... You know, my background is 20 years in the casino business. So from Las Vegas to the Promised Land, one man's journey from death and destruction to destiny. And I found that by doing a weekly radio show and creating a radio service for people, our tagline is share your message with the world. And I just came out with a compilation book that's titled Share Your Message with the Werewolf. People go and write their chapter, which is the beginning of their book coming out, of their life's journey, because I think myself that the drugstore should sell brains, because the only thing that really heals your health is the proper brain. We are so committed to believing what they tell us, and the fact of the matter is, if your brain's not focused properly, if you're not on the right course, all the medicine isn't going to do anything for you, because it's what inside you that's going to heal you. Now, granted, sometimes surgery, I've had 5, 6, 7 surgeries, okay? Ileostomy, colostomy bag, I had everything that they wanted to give me. I refused. You remember I said I was just strong-minded?
Yeah.
I was too stubborn to give up. So fact of the matter is, this book now, like I just told you about 10 minutes ago, I will totally be reading because I see the connection.
Yeah.
And there's a
lot
of people.
Well, it's amazing. Totally a connection. Yeah, I'm sure we could have a private conversation. Sorry, everyone out there listening. But, you know, like, this is why people, you know, I totally believe in synchronicity also. And, like, that's why trusting your intuition. When something comes to, I call it the future coming towards you. When something comes towards you and it kind of tweaks your interest, explore it, everyone. Because you have no idea what that connection could be about. You have no idea why that's coming to you. And, you know, for me, it's like people do get caught up in complacency. They want the answer, like you said, out there. And a long time ago, I realized I got to start asking a lot of questions. And the healing is going to come from in me. The transformation, that's the whole point. That's where the transformation comes from. It isn't out there. So it sounds like you've been on a kind of parallel journey in a lot of ways, Tony.
Well, you know, Beverly, I really think that there's so many people out there that have been on the same journey. They just haven't had time to focus on it, you know, because sometimes, and I'm guilty of all the things I'm going to accuse people of, we get caught up standing in our own little puddle of sorry, you know, and we just experience all these things that it's poor little old me. And no one realizes, like you now realize, I was hating the fact that they said I have Crohn's. I no longer have Crohn's because I no longer want to have Crohn's. And I am thankful that I had that journey with Crohn's because now I understand what my purpose is.
So which is great, which is fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, and so many people out there need to read your story just so they could understand the value in what you experienced because they can see the value of relating to what they've experienced. So, I mean, this is awesome. I think that what you've done is incredible because it gives people the opportunity to give their own medication to themselves. I mean, this book here is like medication. So,
well, and that's what I was hoping. I hope was, you know, what my intention was, first of all, obviously it's a memoir, so it's telling stories. I don't have a list 1 to 10 necessarily of what people, you know, can do to heal. I really feel that's an individual journey. And people come to it at their own time in their own life, as you've discovered, right? And you have to be ready, and you have to really take the responsibility. And, like, I'm really stubborn also, and I think you and I both have strong will, and that's a big key. I mean, I have a 98-year-old mother still, and, man, she's just going on pure will, you know, and she's never been ill. So imagine having a daughter who's ill. So I talk about that a lot. I've written about her lately. I write for the Huffington Post. So a lot of the pieces I post on there, you know, are life observations, life stories, and as well as some research of what's going on topically. So, you know, like, we have these opportunities in life to have experiences, and a lot of people, like you said, they just shut off, right? They stay in this little place of complacency, or they go into what you said, like, their pity, why me? And it's like we have the ability every minute to create the life we want and to be of service in the world. And if my story can help one person just by hearing what I went through and they get an idea of what's possible for them, then that's fantastic. I don't have, you know, like, I don't have, like I said, a here's how you do it book. I have here's how I did it. And then what's the inspiration that comes to you or what comes to you for your own life?
Yeah. And nobody cares how you do it. They care how you did it because they don't believe that you could teach them anything, but they do understand what they can learn from your experiences. So it's just amazing.
Yeah, and I put that picture in. Yeah, and I mean, that picture that I put in the book, like, you can relate to it if you were that thin, because literally I lost 40 pounds in about 3 months. And, you know, I put the picture in so people can really see what I came back from, you know, what I actually transformed from. Because it's one thing to describe it in words. I think it's another thing to see a picture. And I did. I wanted to put a lot of pictures in my book because I felt that added to the stories, and it really gave people a sense of the time, of what was going on at those points in my life, and probably for a lot of readers, those points in their life as well.
I'm just blown away. I mean, okay, so one more picture because we're almost out of time. And I know that this interview was not planned to go this way, but I'd like to keep it real. And this is probably an interview that no one's asked you these kind of questions in or hopefully been anything like it. But on page 97, like mother, like daughter, okay, the beauty is right there. I mean, what did your daughter learn from this?
You know, my daughter, like, you have to know she had an interest. I mean, this is part of my journey, her and I. She was a co-lead of a television series from the age of 11. So her and I traveled the world together, but I was really ill. So her memory of me, interestingly, a lot of times my ex-husband was the one who would pick up, you know, the parenting type of things when I was too sick to do things. So I was in and out of being really sick. Well, you know, if you've had Crohn's, you know, it can just be devastating and debilitating and flatten you at times, and then you're okay at times. So right now our relationship's amazing because what she sees is that I've transformed this. Like, she sees someone who has strength, who didn't give up. When they sent me to Germany, none of my family thought I was going to come back alive. So that was pretty overwhelming for me, for her to say to me, "It's okay, Mom. I know how much you've struggled here. It's okay if you want to die." And I was just like, "What do you mean? I've got a lot more to do here in this planet," like the same way you did, right? It's like, "No, I'm not ready to go yet. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna transform it." So I think that's what my daughter's seeing, like, not to give up, to really, if you have a belief in something, to go for it. And her and I are amazing friends. I mean, we just have an amazing relationship. And like I said, her childhood was very different too, being literally a TV star who's still recognized even now. So I write about that. We rub shoulders with a lot of celebrities just through that. So it's been an interesting life with health issues and then, you know, the entertainment industry. And I've always written. I've always wanted to write about things. And I guess this book for me was, I just trusted the stories. That was the main thing, Tony. I trusted the stories that came out as the stories that people would want to read.
Well, I'll tell you. We're out of time. We're actually over the limit, but I'm going to have you back on the show if that's okay. There's so many more
Love
questions
it.
That I have, and there's so many things I want to brag about what you've done, because I think that this is the most important reason why I do radio shows, is because I want people's message out there. So I'm going to reconnect with you and get you back on the show. I'm going to have my producer get you set up to do that, and I so appreciate your time with us today, and
thanks.
I apologize for just bragging about your story, because there's so much more that you do that I want to talk about as well, so we'll get you back.
You know what? I always say it's an ongoing conversation to be continued.
There you go. Perfect. Tell everyone how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I write for the Huffington Post. You can find my articles or my musings there, and also my website. My new website just went live literally overnight, so if you go to beverlygolden.com, you'll see all kinds of stuff from artwork and musings and my writings and my video. I mean, just the books available through there. So I'd love to hear from people, too. I love hearing from people, so let me know what you think. Brand new website out there.
And it's a great-looking website. I love it. I do like it. I'm in the middle of creating my new speaker site, so this is very good. Very good job.
Thanks, Tony. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm glad that we have such this interesting connection. Love to explore it more.
We will do that. You'll see. So anyway, we're up against the clock. We're out of time as about 5 minutes ago. So, folks, please tune in every week to Tough Talk Radio Network, where there's a list of shows going on. If you want to be a guest, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and pick the show you want to be on and fill out the form, and we'll get you up there. Great opportunity to talk to Lillian Brummett of Brummett.ca and Beverly Golden. Okay, go to beverlygolden.com and check out The Confessions of a Middle-Aged Hippie. I don't care how old you are, this book will help you from 8 to 80. Read the book. I highly recommend it. And we'll have her back on the show as well. So have a great week, and make sure to live on that word of the week this week, accountability. Look in the mirror and make a choice. Thanks for being a guest, and thanks for being a listener on the show today. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.